This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me are two friends that I have just made, and we will become friends for life, I can tell. It's Chris Regan and Joyce down at the Old Mystic Village. Everyone's seen it. There's the shops, but there's more to the Mystic Village that meets the eye. And I want to get into some of those things this morning with you guys. First of all, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
So, you know, a lot of people have been to the Old Mystic Village. They've done some shopping. They've gone to the aquarium. But, you know, there's a history to the Mystic Village that I don't think enough people understand. So if we could, you know, like a quick how and where and when and what is the Old Mystic Village?
Well, it's a colonial style village themed after the 1700s. It was built and opened September 11th, 1973. By my mother, Joyce Resnikoff, and my uncle, Jerry Olson, and my grandfather, Martin Olson. And it's themed, we have 51 stores in the village. As of right now, we're 100% leased.
That's excellent.
Especially in this economy, it's doing very well. And we have a wide variety of different type of tenants in the village, a lot of interactive retail. Which is very exciting.
So one of the things, like you mentioned, it opened in the 70s. So I guess you could say that, you know, Old Mystic Village is the pioneer in this area of the outdoor mall experience.
Well, Joey, I'm going to interrupt because I want to give you that history because I've been saying it for many years. My father was a pioneer in shopping centers.
Okay.
So he bought this land at Exit 90 in Mystic for his first enclosed mall. And he invited Edward Malley Company from New Haven up to see where he would like to include him in the enclosed mall. And he said, after looking around, Martin, you don't have the population to have an enclosed mall. That was 1963. So my father said, okay. Then he just stayed dormant on it. He just had all the other shopping centers that he had. And then my brother, Jerry Olson, came back into the business in 71. And he knew we had all this land. And he said, I want to build Peddler's Village here. Peddler's Village is located in Pennsylvania, and a lot of people know it. But that's what my father agreed with my brother, and I did the leasing and running around with the banks. But we had an opportunity to create something so new here. And that was allowing people to come in and bring their dogs, have the children play at the duck pond. Now we have chimes that they play with. And senior citizens could come anytime outdoors, sitting and talking to strangers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the uniqueness of Old Mystic Village. And I'm very, very proud that this year it's 50 years and we are going to celebrate that. But unfortunately, I cannot do it on the day it should be because people are suffering on September 11th.
Mm.
So I'm looking forward to doing August 28th. My father's birthday, and celebrate the history, and we're going to...
Well, it's going to be a celebration for the 50th anniversary for the next year. So we're going to have a lot of different events that are going to be coming up And it's basically a year-long celebration of 50 years of owning the village and staying within the same family for 50 years. It's unheard of.
We're hearing all these different places, unfortunately, closing, whether it was COVID or just the economy in general. I mean, to have the sheer volume of different styles of location, the stores and the outlet atmosphere, but not being an outlet, and still doing events. Like, I mean, you just didn't like sit back on your laurels and just continue to keep tradition. You expanded that tradition with doing Ice in the Village or the charity chowder cook-off. There's so many things coming up that's just like, you can go shopping and just be surprised that something else goes on down there.
Well, it's like when during COVID, you know, a lot of the tenants were uncertain what was going to happen. I told them, I said, get ready. Mm-hmm. Because we did work on the buildings when everything was shut down. And we knew, by the volume of people that were just walking around the village, we weren't even open and during COVID. And then I said, get ready, because it's going to be the roaring 20s. And sure enough, when they opened back up, it was a floodgate of people coming. I mean, it hasn't stopped. And we had the best year in 2020 at the village in 48 years. 2021 beat 2020. And then 22 was the best year in 50 years.
That's awesome. Crazy. I mean,
You know what it is? During that time, you got to roll up your sleeves. And you got to work a little harder to make things successful. And, you know, during COVID, we leased it completely up to 100%.
That's awesome. I mean, it's things. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. The stores that are down there are not these massive conglomerate corporations. They're mom and pop quintessential stores that are selling things that you can't find in the big box stores.
Exactly.
You know,
you know what's beautiful? For instance, the Giorgetti store. That has been here for over 47 years, and it's three generations working in the store.
You guys have kept the tradition going generation-wise. So the stores are keeping the tradition going over different generations. And doing the events that you guys do, I mean, I'm looking at the website. If people want more information on the events or just the village itself, it's old with an E, OLDE, mysticvillage.com, oldmysticvillage.com. And I like the slogan, always in season. You know, it's 24/7. You can go, just sit, enjoy being outside. The stores are there, you know, during the week. All the stores have their hours. But just like you said, you can shop and then just sit if it's a nice day. If it's, you know, a winter in New England, which we haven't seen this year yet, I have no idea what's going on weather-wise. But you can, you know, shop outside and go into the stores to warm up, grab hot cocoa or coffee from the different places. It's something you can bring the whole family to, and someone's going to find something to keep them entertained and occupied.
Yeah, we have the events that are coming up is Ice in the Village. That's 9th, 10th, and 11th of February. And then you have the charter cook-off, which is on the 25th, and all the proceeds goes to Always Home. And then we have the other events. We're doing the Taste of Mystic this year. That's going to be the 9th, 10th, 11th of June. And then we have the Garlic Fest. We have the Apple Fest. Those dates will be set coming up. But those are signature events, which is exciting because that'll be a celebration that we're going to do throughout the year for the 50th anniversary of the village.
That's awesome. I'm looking at some of the pictures, you know, the Ice in the Village. It's returning. You know, you've done the ice sculptures and people come dressed up, and it's something that you can bring the whole family to and make a day out of it, make a weekend out of it, go down a few times, you know, and just enjoy being outdoor shopping. Like, we're seeing the big box stores hurting nowadays, but like you said, you guys have 100% occupancy. People understand there's something to be had about getting out, doing some shopping, and just walking around in the fresh air.
Well, but also, too, Mystic's become a destination for restaurants.
Mm.
And, you know, they've got the top chef, they got the top restaurant in Connecticut. So it's there's a lot of awards that are happening just with the restaurants itself in Mystic. So somebody comes up, they could spend a weekend here, go to different restaurants and go do the shopping. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do in Mystic.
Oh, that, yeah. I mean, get a babysitter for the kids, go down for a weekend. It's one of those things that, unfortunately, and that's kind of what this show is meant to be, is we're a small state and people freak out when you have to travel half an hour. But there's not too many other states that you can travel in an hour and be from one side to another and have a completely different, you know, scenery, atmosphere, feel. You can go to the mountains, you can go to the shore in Mystic, the seaport, the village. There's so many different things you can do in this state, and going somewhere like Mystic Village, that heritage, that tradition of 50 years coming up, it's a testament to New Englanders and making things that are a little bit quirky, but they work and people understand and appreciate those things.
But I think you also could say we're a perfect example of generations working together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's generational, and it's to keep the next generation, my kids and their kids, going to places like Old Mystic Village. And again, joining me this morning, Chris Regan, property manager of Old Mystic Village, and his mother, Joyce Reznikoff, whose father started Old Mystic Village. It's a family tradition. Keep the tradition going. Bring your family down there. If people want more information, they got the events coming up, this different dining, the shopping, all the fun things you can do on their events calendar, oldmysticvillage.com. That's old with an E, O-L-D-E, mysticvillage.com. Check out all the things coming up. Chris, Joyce, thank you for joining me this morning. Hopefully, you know, we can get some people. I'm excited for the chowder cook-off. I already got that on my calendar. We're going to be down and having some New England chowder, you know, as they
say. <There's,
laughs> And it's, you know, it's Connecticut. Like I said, you can travel 45 minutes and be anywhere in the state. Yeah. Let's get people out, enjoying the outdoors. You know, if you'd Mother Nature has been kind to us. If you're happy with that, I'm upset she's not giving me snow, but that's for here nor there.
No. Don't be upset about that.
This is New England. We're supposed to have a little bit of snow on the ground. It just adds to the ambiance, you know?
Well, we'll see you on the 25th.
I'll be there, family in tow, and we'll be eating some chowder. I'll look out for you guys. Again, Chris and Joyce, thank you for joining me from Old Mystic Village.
It's places like this
right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.